Proclamation number 5620 of 10th of March, 1953. God's mercy towards people. Mankind has mercy on me. It walks along unaware of the approaching end, for it does not know or believe that the end has come for this earth and all its inhabitants. And therefore it does not prepare itself either and will experience the day in complete ignorance because it faithlessly rejects every hint. I know about the great hardship of people who live like this and they take pity on me. And yet I can only ever send the messengers who proclaim me through the word and who also mention the approaching end. But they do not pay attention to these messengers either until it will be too late. People do not know what will become of them afterwards, but I know and would like to avert the worst from them. But then I would have to suddenly take all people from the earth to prevent a further sinking. For even if I worked signs and miracles through my servants on earth, they would not be able to bring people to faith and change, for the world keeps them imprisoned and does not release them, or rather, people themselves seek the world and what happens after their death does not affect them because they do not believe in a continuation of life. I myself will indeed reach my aim once, but people take pity on me for their own sake that they don't want to be helped where help could be offered to them. They take pity on me because an infinitely long path lies ahead of them through my works of creation of the new earth and because this path is so agonizing that I would like to spare them their fate. I see this fate and yet cannot help them because they have free will. And therefore I turn to you again and again, my servants on earth, that you bring enlightenment to every person who crosses your path. You can still speak freely and don't need to fear any prohibition from earthly power, yet not for long, then you will be met with hostility and want to prevent you from the much needed vineyard work. And then you will only be able to work in secret, you will only be able to pass on my word from mouth to mouth if you don't want to expose yourselves to the attacks of your opponents who want to harm you in every way. Therefore, make good use of the time you still have left for free activity, enlighten people, try to make the near end credible to them and spread my word, for every soul you snatch from ruin will be eternally grateful to you. Amen.